Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers, to this week's episode about wonder and wild. A little bit of background. A few weeks ago, my husband and I saw the musical comedy, Mrs. Doubtfire. In that play, the dad, Daniel Hillard, described his youngest daughter as having a mind of wonder and a heart of wild.
That's a good combo. I love that.
It's a great combo. And as podcast inspiration is, I was like, that's going to be an episode. And here we are today.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you enjoy the wonderful wild ride.
Oh, I see what you did there. I like that. Okay, so explorers, let's talk about your wonderful mind. What does it mean to have a mind of wonder?
Yes, that idea of curiosity, of a blank slate maybe, a learning anew every moment.
It involves approaching the world with an open and curious mindset. Your wonderful mind means you have a willingness to explore, learn, and discover new things without being limited by preconceived ideas or biases.
Being open, yes. I love that. That's an important piece of it. Without preconceived notions or biases. That's the tape. That's the story that runs. We're going to unplug the tape, the story, and they talk about the beginner's mind in yoga and meditation. You approach it as if this is the first time you've seen, heard, or done this thing, and it's all anew.
Like children do.
Like children do.
Children are great teachers. That's what we are trying to impart on our listeners today with their wonderful, open, curious mind.
110%, yes. What else did you discover,
Tara? Well, as you know, because there's research that happens, even if this was born out of a line in a play.
Yes, that's when it flows. The creativity flows when something hits you and you're like,
there's more there.
Let's do some digging.
All right, so I went down the wonderful mind rabbit hole and found a couple of benefits. First, you see the world differently. When we approach life with curiosity and openness, we are more likely to notice the beauty and complexity of the world around us. We become more aware of the small details we might otherwise overlook and see the world as a place full of endless possibilities and opportunities.
Yes, what I got from that and what I'm picturing in my mind is you can do this any season, but especially it's so poignant once you go into spring.
Yes.
And you're starting to see little butterflies start to flutter and the little white, you know, moth butterfly guys that I've been seeing, and all the birds are excited. Little tiny, teeny tiny flowers open up that are, you know, you consider weeds, but hello, they're plants. They belong here too. And they're little flowers. And I love to get down on the ground, get real close. And there's an entire world in any of those. Mm. Like you can pan out to appreciate, but you can also really zoom in. And there's the magic. Every living thing is complete magic.
Everything that you just said highlights the beauty, the flowers, the buds, the birds, beauty and complexity. Because when you think about butterflies and birds and nature and all of those things, like there is beauty, but there's the complexity inside of those things. That's not a simple arrangement. The world beneath our feet, the world above our heads.
There's for sure complexity, which is what makes it so fascinating and wonderful. I didn't even mean to use that word. I find that nature is just such a great source for all of these things as a check this out, a reflection of something we're learning or hoping to learn on our life's path.
Mm.
you touched on one of the other benefits, the appreciation for the world around us. We become more grateful for our experiences and more aware of the interconnectedness of all things and the beauty of the natural world.
You know, nothing can't be solved by going out onto your wherever, pavement, grass, just feeling
outside.
Just outside somewhere and like looking deeply at a plant, a blade of grass, the birds and the butterflies and all the things that are happening right now, looking inside a flower, seeing how complex it is and just being like, wow, man, what designed that? What force of nature? What made this thing happen?
It's the same thing that made us.
Because I don't know if everyone knows this, but we are all the same energy. We are literally all parts of the whole, of one amazing energy.
That's the interconnectedness. When you speak of nature and the plants, so we know from a science perspective, the trees create oxygen, and then, you know, we take in the oxygen and expel carbon dioxide, which they use, and it's just a whole beautiful cycle of life and energy.
Yeah, there's always a balance, an exchange that happens.
The exchange.
The exchange. So that's a physical example of that. And there's also the emotional and mental exchange that happens. You're something stimulating your brain, like, wow, this is really cool. And you want to dig maybe deeper, Tara, into something with your little research stuff. And you're, and there's, you know, an emotional exchange that can happen. An animal or someone's little baby or just anything that is just new or interesting. It brings me such joy and also moves me. And that's an emotional connection. And no words are necessary.
Just touched on another benefit of having a mind of wonder, which is deeper connection with others. We can learn more about their perspectives, experiences, just by being curious. We have more meaningful conversations, stronger relationships, and a greater appreciation for the world's diversity. So as you were saying, not necessarily a physical exchange, but the energy exchange, the emotional exchange that happens, builds that deeper connection.
When somebody you're communicating with, what you're engaging in conversation with, can see and appreciate how well you're listening and how intently and focused you are on what they are sharing, that's a deep expression of love.
100,000 million bazillion percent.
Yeah. In the exchange of conversation, we humans use words a lot. And you can go into a situation and be like, blah, 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 wah, 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 wah. You're not even paying attention. You're already thinking about the next thing you're going to say. And we can do that. And that is not a meaningful exchange. But when we're present and wholeheartedly engaging, listening, and speaking from a place of curiosity, like, wow, that's so interesting, you might say to this person. That's so interesting. I never thought about it that way. You don't have to be right. You don't have to defend your position. It changes the dynamic of a conversation for sure. And on a deeper level of that relationship, that person feels seen and heard. And that's the greatest gift you can give.
Curiosity, fascination, and awe connects us.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing that we're here in this moment in time on this incredible planet, have the opportunities we have, just breathing the air, taking in the sights, not to mention, like, you know, having family, loved ones, community. These are all, you know, beautiful
gifts.
Beautiful, beautiful gifts. Every moment and every day is miraculous. It's magical.
That is magical. Let's talk about the role of wonder in personal growth and well-being. One thing that I wanted to highlight is the importance of gratitude and humility. Having a mind of wonder helps us cultivate a sense of gratitude and humility. We recognize that there is always more to learn and discover, and that our understanding of the world is limited.
That's the humility.
This helps us stay humble and open-minded as we recognize the value of diverse perspectives and experiences. So, wonderful mind, gratitude, and humility. There's also the idea of being able to overcome challenges and obstacles with this openness of your mind, this curiosity. We touched on that a little bit when we spoke about resilience in a previous episode. And your sense of wonder helps you see those challenges and obstacles as opportunities for growth and learning rather than burdens, you stay motivated and resilient and approach life with optimism and hope.
Right. Having that sense of there is something in this that is here for me. We mm-hmm. talked about that. And there's something I can learn here. There's a way that I can grow here. If you're keeping that open mind, there's multiple solutions to challenges. When you keep your mind open and you're thinking out of the box, solutions can come. Creativity can emerge and you can handle anything that comes your way.
Indeed. Indeed. Mm. Let's bring it back to the original definition as we define a wonderful mind, about challenging biases or letting go of preconceived notions and ideas. Mm. How does your wonderful mind help you challenge assumptions?
I love that thought and that question because it makes me think about how the brain is different from the mind.
That is very deep, what you just said right there.
So I feel the brain as a tool, as a computer, as this machine that likes to understand and control and maybe manipulate or manufacture and has these things happening. But the mind feels like more of an expansive landscape. Mm. It feels like a place where things can settle in and be fertilized and grow. It feels more of the natural world, this idea of mind and wonder. Whereas the brain, this is just my perception. I don't know.
I love it, though.
You can tell me. You can comment. You'd be like, you're out of your mind. It's the same
you're
dang
out
thing.
Out of your wonderful mind.
Exactly. But the brain, the computing, and the neurotransmitters can get in the way of the openness of the wonderful mind. And that is an invitation to notice when that's happening, when that's stepping in and getting in the way. I mean, like, nope, we're going to stay. Nope, put the blinders on. We're going to stay. Nope, right here. Take the blinders off and let there be a little bit more of the peripheral vision.
I love everything about that comparison and the separation between your brain and your mind. Your mind is your connection to your spirit. That's the personal aspect of it.
Oh, yeah. I love
So no one says you're closed-brained.
No, they don't. And if they did, I'm a walking. No, that's when I would get curious and say, why do you say that? No,
my brain is closed.
That's so fun.
No, the brain is like a 24-hour quickie mart.
It's always doing something.
It's always doing something. It's always got an angle. It's always got a process. It's always got to figure things out, make sense of it. How about we release that a little bit and let that expansive mindscape be where we start?
She just gave mindscape, you guys. Your mindscape is where your dreamscape is. Mm, it's your creativity, your imagination. That's where that lives.
Yes.
Ooh, wee. Wow.
Yeah, I'm goosebumping over here.
I did when you separated my brain and my mind. There were goosebumps, and I was like, that's beautiful.
Wow.
That's amazing. Oh, okay. I got verklempt. Is that the word that I'm looking for?
Verklempt, yeah.
Yeah, that a little bit. I'm like, oh, whoa. Karen took me on a ride.
Ooh.
So how do we cultivate our wonderful mind? We've touched on a couple of ways you can do that. More specifically, you can ask questions. As Karen just said about someone mentioning their closed-brainedness. Yeah, ask questions about everything. Don't be afraid of the why and the how. I am a why person.
Oh, one of my favorite things that Tara says when someone is speaking to her about a challenge, have you considered? That's such a beautiful open invitation. You're not telling them this is actually what's happening, although you know it is probably right because you're real good at that. But you're inviting them to open the mindscape and consider other possibilities.
Oh, those other perspectives. Mm-hmm. That's how we explore those, with the questions.
Questions. The questions are so important. We think we need the answers.
We don't.
We actually need the questions, the curiosity.
Oh, those questions lead me to another way to cultivate your wonderful mind, embracing uncertainty. There are things that we don't know.
Wait.
And that's okay.
Check it. One more time. There are things that we don't know. it's okay. That's how it's supposed to be. If you knew everything, I mean, what fun is that?
To be a know-it-all?
Yeah. You might as well be like, check, please. No, I'm done here.
This is top tier. I've done all I need to do. I know all the things. There's nothing more for me to learn. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely not.
This is the humility piece. We don't know everything. And you know what? We're never going to know everything. And you know what? We don't have to know everything. In fact, that's quite boring.
We also need to be comfortable saying we don't know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people have friction when they don't know the answer to something. I will lean on, I don't know. Let me find out for you. I don't know.
Just lean right on into that not knowing.
Stand on it. I don't know. But I bet you I could find out.
Because you have that amazing brain that wants to come in and contribute. That's beautiful. I don't know. Let me get back to you on that. That's a perfectly acceptable phrase in any relationship, personal
any
or professional.
Relationship.
I don't know. Sometimes my kids ask me something. I'm like, you know what? I don't know.
Thank
I don't
you
know
for
the
this
answer
question.
To that. But we're going to find out together.
Yes.
Very, very
yes.
cool.
I think one of the most important ways to develop your wonderful mind is to keep learning. Never stop learning and seeking out new knowledge. You can read books, attend lectures, fall down wonder and wild rabbit holes online and research. Just explore new topics that interest you. Never stop learning and seeking out new knowledge.
I've heard people say this phrase, and I've always thought, yes, 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 that's what I am, and that's what I strive to be. A student of life, right?
Forever.
Forever. That idea of understanding or knowledge being so exciting and so important, that's what keeps people young. Having that stimulation, not knowing something and then learning about it, how satisfying is that? How satisfying?
Okay, let's talk about these wild hearts.
Now here's where I thought I was going to have much more to say, but funny enough, I really enjoyed that wonderful mind. I love that.
Having a wild heart means you have a sense of adventure, freedom, and a general passion for life. Really, really key in the wild heart life is embracing true self. Not being afraid to take risks, to feel deeply, and to live authentically.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here. This is all we're talking about here. On all the episodes, the idea of authentically being you, proudly, powerfully, unapologetically. I am one of the most disorganized people in so many ways. And you know what? I'm creative as hell. And I lean into it. I'm like, well, I have a lot of passions. I have a lot of things that engage me and stimulate my curiosity or my creativity. So yes, leaning into the wildness, being open to engaging yourself in a new way, taking risks, having new experiences. So, so valuable.
In some ways, your wild heart is the leader of your wonderful mind. In your wildness, you are living life to the fullest. You're not being held back by fear, doubt, or those lovely societal expectations. So if your heart is wild, a wonderful mind has to follow.
Exactly. If your heart is wild, if you're listening and living that wild heart life, then the brain stuff and the constrictedness and the boxes and the biases, there's no room for that.
Because you are living in your authenticity, your full life, and allowing other people to do the same. You're not trying to put someone else in a box or with this label or, you know, don't do this, don't do that, don't say that, don't be this. Be all of it.
Allowing. I love that word, allowing. And in fact, an extension of that is you're allowing and you're inviting, you're modeling, you're an experience for someone.
Yes.
We can do things to remind us or liberate our spirit, even if we don't enjoy risks as much as the next person.
Right.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. I love this word. I'm so happy to say this word. Or reconstitute your spirit. You remember the orange juice that came in the can and then you have to add the water and then all of a sudden you're like, it's actual
orange
juice.
I'm not from concentrate.
So you can reconstitute your spirit, your playful, childlike spirit that so desperately wants to come out in whatever unique individual way that your spirit wants to play and dance and get excited about something. It's important to let that out.
Mm-hmm.
We get so caught up in adulting.
Ugh.
Right?
Worst hood ever, adulthood.
I don't want to live in that neighborhood anymore.
0 stars.
And sometimes we forget there's a wild child in there that wants to run and play and ignore the rules and the conventions and wants to, you know, find frogs and earthworms in the woods or get in the swamp and be free of time constraints and limited ideas. There's someone in there who wants to explore and get messy and free
get
your mind
messy.
And body. Just get messy.
Get messy.
Yeah. Like, give yourself that permission. Just get in there. Get messy. Get your hands dirty.
So having a wild heart, Karen, you touched on it a little bit, and your passion pursuit. To pursue your passions, the things that make you happy, you need to embrace your wild heart.
And you need to know what your passions are. And you need to explore. You need to figure out how to find that out.
Yeah. And life is too short not to make it a priority to do what you love.
Indeed.
Your wild heart gives you the courage to pursue your dreams, to chase your passions.
To follow the inklings of your heart. Life is too short to not follow the inklings of your heart.
Yes. And you are not held back by fear of failure or judgment from others.
And that often binds us up as human beings, where we want the community approval, the tribal approval. Maybe our instinct is to not go out on the outskirts, not to be the outlier. But that's such an important part of embracing your wild heart and following it.
Indeed.
And you know what? Your people that love you and support you are going to love you and support
right.
you.
Yes.
So if you found your people, then go,
as
do
Karen
it.
Says, it's gravy. It's gravy. Your wild heart helps you step outside of your comfort zone, take risks. It's also incredibly empowering.
I'm not sure I can say I ever regretted taking a risk. Like, I may have learned something and been like, well, that wasn't for me. But that's one of the benefits. That's the path to knowing yourself better, to take a risk, to follow that thing, and then see, is this for me? Is this not for me? Discovery.
Leading us to your wild heart, allowing you to live authentically. Mm-hmm. You are forging your own path, guided by your wild heart.
The wild heart is the compass. There's other parameters, other conditions and things at play, but the wild heart, that's your North Star. Follow that.
When you follow that, you attract people and opportunities that align with your values, passions, with the real you.
Yes, that law of resonance. When you're putting out energy or vibration about something, that energy is drawn to you. So like draws like. So if you're doing that thing that you're passionate about, yeah, you're going to find your people in that arena, and you're going to attract that.
Mm-hmm. So all those things, your wild heart, your wonderful mind, help us foster creativity and innovation and leads to happiness and fulfillment as we live authentically in ourselves.
Yeah, two sides of the liberated coin.
This is your coin of liberation.
Cha-ching. You're welcome.
Is your mind full of wonder, and is your heart wild?
Yes. And encourage those things to be so. It can all coexist with the rest of your life of the adulting, you know, cooking dinner and to fuel your body, all the different obligations and commitments we have. It's all part of the joy.
It's all part of the joy. Mm-hmm. Our birthright, our truest, most authentic selves. That's joy.
I'm going to encourage you, fellow explorers, if you haven't danced in a rainstorm recently, I'm going to encourage you to do that the next time the rain starts coming down. Just take your shoes off, go outside, and dance around like a wild person.
Speaking of dancing around like a wild person.
Holy cow, it's time. It's time, my friends.
Let's you and I dance around to the song Wild Things by Alessia Cara.
Let's dance.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Well, that was a whole lot of fun, wasn't it?
That was capital F fun.
I love the tribal drums throughout that, especially at the end there. I don't think I've ever caught that. I've heard the radio version that fades out.
The line, mm-hmm. We will carve our place into time and space. Mm-hmm. We will find our way or we'll make a way.
I love that. I love that so much.
So as we're carving our place here in our wonderful Wunderwild episode.
Wunderwild.
It is now time for our question of the day.
Yes. Am I going to read the question of the day today?
You are going to read the question.
This is so new. I love it. Okay. Explorers, what are ways that you return to your primal wild self? That's the question, and I'm posing it to my sister Terry here. Also, as a follow-up, do you let yourself go there? Or how long has it been since you did something wild and liberating?
I love this question so much, especially as we're recording this, because the first thing that came to my mind immediately was my Carnival 2024 experience in Trinidad.
My goodness.
It was a true bucket list thing to do. And Carnival is all about embracing your wild self. So it hasn't been long since I've done something wild and liberating, most definitely liberating. And I didn't have any second thoughts about it. It was, I'm going to do this. We did it. Had the most amazing time letting my inner, I don't even know what to call it.
Exotic goddess. Butterfly.
Just shine, just letting her out, putting her on display, not caring or thinking or considering what I looked like, where I came from, what label was assigned to my life as you're somebody's mother or you're of whatever age. Like, mind your business. I'm having the time of my life.
I am a liberated, on fire soul right now. Mm-hmm. Get out my way.
Look at my wings, y'all. So that was what came to my mind when I read that. I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, just a few weeks ago. Got fully wild, greatly liberated, full of wonder.
That was something that you were curious about. And that was, if it's on your bucket list, is it important enough that you want to make the goal and set the goal and do the thing? What is this about? What is this? What do you do? What does it mean?
How do
you do it?
I fell down a research rabbit hole because I was like, I've heard about it, what it is, but what it truly means. And then applying that to my life and where I am now, it's like, oh, well, of course. I went all in, which means full costume, full makeup, dancing in the streets.
Please promise me that when we post this, that you're going to post a little image of you in that. I mean, it was stunning, y'all. It was amazing. It was otherworldly. This picture of Tara, Carnival Tara.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cannoli.
So that was the first thing that came to my mind. Mm. What about you, my primal earth mother lady hippie girl?
Every month, I partake in a woman's circle and or a fire ceremony, like a full moon fire ceremony.
Yes.
So that is one way that I return to that free, liberated, you know, drum playing, open soul self. That's really encouraging. And doing that in community is so... It's so fun, and there's such a connection, such a bond that happens with the other people. And it's revolving, it's not the same time every time. Mm-hmm. So that's a lovely way to do it. And honestly, just opening up and dancing is a big one for me, whether I'm on a Zoom call with people and that's what we're doing, or I'm just in my kitchen, just feeling some music and responding to it in a natural, wild, primal, tribal way.
I mean, we just did that here in the studio.
Exactly. That's a go-to for me. I know it is for you,
yes,
too.
Yes, music, so, dancing, and getting in your body will connect you back to your wild self.
I find, too, that gardening is, or being out in nature, but especially gardening and
connecting with the earth.
With the earth and then the wonder of seeds and the idea of nurturing that and then watching it do its thing. That's a really lovely way to connect with my wild self as well.
When you were talking about your ceremonies, when I closed my eyes, what I saw is like the pre-technology man, the pre-even language person, like dancing around in those circles. Like that's something that's carried through tens of thousands of years, like connecting with nature and in community with other people before we were these evolved beings that we are today.
These technology-based beings. It's true, getting out and doing something like attending a fire ceremony or a drum circle, or I think there's, what is it called? Intuitive dance, or I can't remember.
Interpretive dancing.
Interpretive dancing. Yeah, and just doing that, you know, with a group of people that you may not know, but that you ultimately develop trust with and safety, mm-hmm. and just full out, just get wide open with your wild self, with your wild heart.
I love it.
And children, we said this in the beginning, but children are so good at that. They do not care.
Not one single
if someone
bit.
Might be watching them. They do not care. They do not care. They don't feel judged. They're just so in their bodies in the moment. And if they want to dance or jump or scream or whatever it is, they gonna do it.
There's a beauty in aging as well. My grandmothers, they would dance.
Oh.
And returning to that innocence, that curiosity, that wildness. We don't have to be children and we don't have to be older to bring a little bit of that into our lives. You do it. Explorers, I have had the most fun talking about our wonderful minds and our wild hearts. There's a quote I'd like to share from Socrates to summarize our journey today.
Please do.
Wonder is the beginning of wisdom.
In my mind, that just brought together the child and the elder. Like we are both and all of these things.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
This was fun.
Thank you, Mrs. Doubtfire, for bringing inspiration to discuss these wonderful topics. That's our time for today. Explorers, remember to embrace your wonderful mind and wild heart. Take risks and be different. You won't regret it. We're so glad you could join us.
Thanks for listening, for being here with us on the journey. You take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.